Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here this morning with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. Wow, did you guys have a great Christmas or holiday season? I mean, and the weather has been beautiful. It's been cold, but it's so pretty outside. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm really doing well.
Oh, my God, it's been great. It's been great. You know, I want to let our audience know what we have coming up for the next week or so. We had such a wonderful response to on Friday the 21st because we had Reginald Lewis in the house. Wonderful intuitive. Many of you have read with him. He's just fabulous. And he's our son. And then we had Dr. Reggie. And we also had Dr. Reggie's cousin, Ruth Dunn, in the house. You know, this is a family of powerful, powerful intuitives. They're all very, very anointed. So it was wonderful. Well, we're bringing Ruth back today. So Ruth comes in at 8 o'clock. We have Allison with us today. And Allison is an intuitive, but she's also a pet intuitive. So we thought we'd spend some time encouraging our pet owners to call in and ask questions. But she also is a fabulous reader. She's here today. But for the coming year, we're preparing for the coming year. We are going to have available to you some wonderful psychics so that you can ask your questions and get your goals in line for 2013. Now, the times may change, okay, because I know Saturday night and Sunday will be in the evening. Saturday and Sunday will be in the evening, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But really, you need to tweet your friends that we've got some of the best pop psychics in the country. I would even say probably globally. I know that Dr. Reggie, he doesn't like to tell you guys this, but his accuracy is phenomenal, number one. Number two, he gives you dates. And he can also pull names. We've just got some. And Ruth is amazing. Now, what I love about Ruth is her down to earth spirit. Oh my God! So if you're not ready to hear the truth, you don't want to talk to Ruth. But if you want to hear the truth and get yourself in alignment, you need to talk to Ruth. She pulls no punches. I mean, she's just something, and she's a laugh a minute. You'll love her. So I wanted to let you guys know that that's coming up. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our opening prayer, and then we're going to start our reading. So listen, your telephone number to call is 914-338-0590. I know it's early. Where are my California folks? Come on. I know you guys call me in early in the morning. 914-338-0590. Tweet your friends. Let them know we're on the air and we're taking questions and giving readings this morning. All righty. Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here this morning on planet Earth. We have gone through the ascension process, and we still are ascending and growing and learning and laughing and loving joyously on the planet that we chose to come on and be on experience love and life more abundantly through the Christ energy. We thank you for the intuitives who are coming on today to give us impartation of divine knowledge and divine wisdom. Not for those people who are psychic junkies, as I call them, but those people who will learn to grow from the experience and not depending on other people for their growth in life, but they are self-dependent and self-reliant with you as their guide. We thank you for both intuitives and for everyone on the show and everyone who listens to the show that they're divinely blessed in the energy and that they will learn to love and receive and to give. Just as importantly as they receive. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Wow, and so it is, and so it is. So Dr. Reggie and I are in the same room, and there may tend to be some feedback going back and forth, but we'll try to keep that corrected, so there will be a little pause as we switch between phones here this morning. Let's go to our first caller. I hope they're there because I tried to reach out to them this morning and they didn't answer. Good morning. 442, you on the air? Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Preeti. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from London.
All right. So, Dee Dee, can you hold on 1 second, please?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Allison, are you there?
I am. I am here.
Oh, I am so sorry. I forgot to turn your mic on. And I wanted to let everyone know that I'm trying to juggle so many things here this morning. People are giving me so many little notes here. But I wanted to let everybody know that you've been on the show with us before and you blew our socks off, didn't you?
You're so sweet.
Yeah, I just absolutely love you. You know, Allison, you're not only a gifted psychic with people, but you have this uncanny connection to animals. And when we had you on, we were loving you as an intuitive for people. But when we found out that you could, that you had this connection with animals, we said, why can't we just have a show to focus on animals and for you to share this wonderful gift? So can you tell us how you discovered that you were communicating with these animals that way?
Well, it's really funny. You know, we grew up in a very, which is now very suburban part of Decatur, Georgia, but we, at the time, it was a very rural part of Decatur, Georgia, and my brother and sister and I would find, you know, litters of kittens and just, you know, abandoned animals, and they would follow us home. And at one point, Cynthia, we probably had 20 animals, and I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because we had, you know, land, and we had a you know, a lot of land across the street where the horses were kept. And so we had just, you know, basically a small little farm area that we tended to. And I just learned from about the age of 6 or 7 that I could tell what was going on. I knew when animals were hungry. I knew when they were sad. I could just feel when they needed to be picked up, when they needed to be let down, when they needed, you know, some of the horses, I could tell when, you know, when they didn't want us to be on their backs, when we would try to ride them and or get ready, you know, to ride them, preparing to ride, I would say, no, Daddy, you know, we can't do that today, not with this one. And my family really, really respected it, and I feel like when our gifts are respected, they grow. And
yeah.
So just over the years, I have been very, very connected to all of the animals, and it's really funny because I love nature. I love to be outside, and I have to turn it off sometimes because otherwise I find myself just spending hours and hours and hours, and nature, just, you know, telepathically communicating with the birds and the squirrels and the raccoons and other things that are going on. So I have to turn it off. But as everyone knows, I have a black Labrador. Her name is Bailey. And, you know, she is a very fantastic healer herself. And I work with Bailey and my clients sometimes, and Bailey will tell me things about them that I can't always pick up on. So it's, I just feel blessed. I just feel so blessed.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that fabulous to have an assistant like that that's communicating with you?
She's amazing. She made my dog look like an amateur. She's just very, very intuitive. It's just really a blessing is what it is.
Wow. I am so glad that you're in tune with our furry face friends. I know maybe it can be a little overwhelming for you when you take a walk through the forest or in nature, but we're so grateful for you being an open medium for that level of communication. That's truly a wonderful, wonderful gift. Now, I understand that you come from a very long line of psychics and ministers. Do you feel that, you know, your ancestors that have transitioned, do you feel them with you?
I do. I really do. Especially I have, you know, since my family has been in Georgia since the early 1800s, actually really before that, actually the 1700s. And I have a great grandmother. Her name is Nancy, and she is really a huge part of my my heart. I mean, I just feel her with me all the time, and she and I love each other. Like, I feel like I've known her in the flesh. I really do. Yeah, she's just an amazing person. She's an amazing spirit.
So you also work with oracle cards.
I do.
But you don't rely on them so much, do you?
Not anymore. You know, it's so funny. I used to use my cards all the time, and I had a wonderful mentor, and we were together one day, and she said, you know, Allison, why don't you just put those down? And I was like, oh, I can't put my cards down. I can't read without my cards. And she said, yes, you can. Just put them down, you know. You never used your cards to read with animals. And I was like, yeah, well, that's a good point. I never did have to read, you know, with animals. Mm-hmm. I could just feel it. So I use them when I'm, you know, when I feel kind of a little foggy, if I have a head cold, or if there's parties sometimes where there's like hundreds of people in a house or in a facility, and I use them because there's too much energy going on.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me focus on that one person that's sitting in front of me instead of everybody that's in the room.
Mm-hmm. So this person was really brought into your life to help you trust your gift even more, I would say. When you release the card, you begin to really trust your gift. I would imagine that there was a huge shift in your readings at that point.
Yes, absolutely, because my readings, it's really funny over 22 years how, you know, and I'll be amazed to see in 22 more years how things shift and how I grow and change. But what I've learned on the journey so far is that, you know, there's nothing more beautiful and more reliable than just relying on spirit.
And
I meditate more now. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Trusting. Yeah.
We have a saying here at Circles of Prosperity, trust and trust, and have faith in faith. And it's sometimes it's not the easiest thing for us to do, is it?
No, it's not. You know, our skin and our ego don't want to trust, but it's it's been a big, big lesson for me, especially over, I would say, the past 5 years, just letting go. Every time I feel like I am not trusting about something. I was given a meditation a few years ago about holding on to a baby bird, I was holding on to this baby bird really tight, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. And I, you know, God was, spirit was saying, you know, Allison, let the bird go. Let the bird go.
Mm-hmm.
And I let the bird go, and the bird flew off, and then the bird came back, and it was just circling around me. And that was probably the most freeing, most beautiful moment about trust, because it really shifted my thinking in that, you know, we don't want things to come, we don't want to make things come to us. We want things, it's so much more joyous when things come to us because they want to, whatever it is, whatever the energy is, money, you know, healing, our animals, whatever it is, you know, if our children, if they come to us, isn't it such a more beautiful, wonderful feeling?
It is. And, you know, that takes us back to understanding that the difference between understanding how manipulation puts so much stress in our life. Think about when you were holding that bird and you didn't want to let it go. There's all of your energy, your will, everything had to go towards, I'm holding on. And we do that sometimes in relationships that we really need to just let go. And even if we love them so much, we need to release and let go. When people transition, what holds on to our grief, you know, is that desire to try to cling and hold on to that person, whereas if we just open our hearts and let it flow, that energy begins to flow within us, and it releases us from the stress, and it releases us from the grief and our sadness when we let go. So there's something very powerful about just letting go. You know, like the old folks say, let go and let God. Just let go and trust. Okay, so you do spiritual healing. You do you work on personal growth. You consider yourself a guidepost for people in their life journey. You've just made such a huge commitment to humanity, serving them and sharing your gift, and we're so honored to have you here with us today. Is there anything in particular that you want to share with the audience in terms of your approach and how you are ready and prepared to help them today, especially their pets?
You know, I've known, Cynthia, you invited me to do this particular show several weeks ago, and it's, you know, it's so interesting how, you know, the fear comes up of, oh, my gosh, you know, am I going to be able to connect with these people's pets, you know, over the phone? Because I've done it in the past, but, you know, rarely here and there. And the past 2 weeks, it's just been, I mean, I've literally found myself laughing out loud because a lot of people travel with their pets over the holidays. And I probably have received 30 or more phone calls in the past 2 weeks from clients asking me to connect with their pets long distance. I mean, God is just so good, you know?
Wow.
And so
you've had a lot.
Right.
You've been in training for 2 weeks, huh?
I've been in training for 2 weeks, and they've been wonderful, you know, very clear connections, very, you know, just some profound, pretty profound moments. And so I guess the best way I can answer that is just to say that I haven't been preparing. God has been preparing me.
Wow.
And
I love
there's
that.
Nothing... There's just nothing. There's nothing more blessed than that. I mean, I just, you know, I prayed for God to prepare me, so that I could come through through this program and, you know, help the listeners and their, you know, their children, their animal children, their furry pets, to, you know, to really make a strong connection. And my prayers were answered, and for that I just give thanks. So I am ready.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's go to our first caller, who's calling from London. Good morning. How are you? I am so sorry about that before, but we hadn't had a chance to talk to our guest this morning, and I wanted you to know all about her. How are you? Hello. You're calling from London.
Hi. Hello. Thanks. I'm good. Thank you. Sorry, I wasn't sure if you meant me, but thanks for taking my call. Can I ask my question now?
Yes, you may, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you. A little more than an year back, my family put a German Shepherd, her name was Jeannie, they put her down to sleep. I was there, and because a friend advised that she's in deep pain and she will be better off, I mean, she needs, it will be kinder for her to just put her to sleep. And she was around 12 years old and in severe discomfort, but she did eat very well until her last day. I want to know if we did the right thing. I'm not sure, Alison, if it's easy for you to tell, but it troubles me sometimes. I'm not sure if we did the right thing by putting her to sleep, or I want to know if possible, if Jeannie is okay now and whether she has a message for me.
And I'm sorry,
Alison,
what
were you
listening?
Able? Could you hear everything?
It was breaking up just a tiny little bit, but I caught the majority of it. What was your animal's name?
Jeannie. Her name is Jeannie.
Putting out, you know, let me just say this. Putting our animals to sleep, helping our animals cross over, is probably the most difficult decision that we have to make in our life, because unless you have been blessed to be able to communicate with them, 99% of the population, they just, you're left feeling with, did I do the right thing? Is this what my, you know, my beloved would have wanted? And all of those things can haunt us. But I must tell you that I feel definitely at peace in the decision that you made. And I don't always. I'm very honest with people about that, because, honesty, the truth sets us free. But I feel very strongly that helping your beloved crossover was absolutely the right thing to do.
Okay.
You know, that's the message that I have for you is, make sure that you are fully healed and ready to love in a different way before you – have you already – gotten a new animal, or are you still waiting?
This is last year. I'm telling about last year. We put her to sleep, and my parents have. What was your question? Whether they have another animal? Yes, they have another dog now. But although I was against that decision, but they've got a new animal. That's right. Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so let me...
Cynthia, can you fill in the blanks a little bit, because she's breaking up on my end a little bit.
I know. I think what she's saying, and can... What is your name, first of all?
Preeti.
Okay, because can you spell it for me so I can... Because
it's P-R-E-E-T-Y, Preeti.
Okay, so... I still didn't get it. I'm sorry. It's muffled here when we hear you. But what I understand is someone else in the family has gotten another dog. Who did the dog belong to? Was it your dog or someone else's dog?
My parents' dog.
It was your parents' dog. So have they gotten another dog?
Now they have got another dog, yes. But
they have another dog.
Yes. before Jeannie died, they got this new dog. They had the new dog already when Jeannie was very old. We already had two dogs then.
All right. So, Allison, the dog belonged to her parents, Jeannie. And before Jeannie died, they already had acquired another dog. So they do have another dog now.
Okay. Because the message I was getting was not to add another animal until they can make the separation from Jeannie. Does that make sense?
Okay. I understand that. Okay. And do you think Jeannie is okay? I know you said you get a strong sense of peace, which
I do.
Okay, thank you. It's very helpful for me to know that. But is Jeannie okay? Can you tell me if Jeannie is all right now, where she is?
She is, but was she was she a little bit small for her breed?
Small for her breed.
Her breed.
Okay, was Jeannie okay? Okay, maybe because where my parents live, probably. Okay, I don't know, but okay, that's fine. I'm only wondering if she's at peace now.
Cynthia, can she hear my questions?
I don't think so. Asking you if Jeannie was small for her breed.
No, when she lived, I did not get that impression because she seemed to be quite big, an average for German Shepherds. But I'm not sure if I've never seen, from all the ones I've seen in where my parents live, all German Shepherds I saw were the same size. So she didn't appear particularly small for her breed to me.
Okay, so she said, Allison, she's saying that she didn't really appear very small for her breed from her perspective. You know.
Okay. Because I just feel
and
like...
And it's a German Shepherd.
Like
did you hear that part?
I did, yeah. And I could see the different colors. I could see the brown and the tan, which is very cool.
Yeah.
What I feel like, and this is from all of my... I've done a lot of studying about this with people who... you know, who are also intuitive, and we've conferred back and forth about the other side and how animals, you know, do animals have free will and what do they do once they cross over? And I really intuitively, I feel like animals have three choices. The first choice is to go and just be with all of the animals that have ever existed, dinosaurs, dodo birds, every kind of animal that you can possibly imagine. The second choice is to be with their loved ones who have crossed over. And the third choice is to be with just, you know, other animals of their breed and just kind of stay in those packs. And the reason I was asking if she is small for her breed is because I feel like she has chosen to be with all the animals. So to me right now, she looks really small because I'm seeing her, you know, next to giraffes and other things. But she is loving life. I mean, she is just, you know, I'm hearing the song in my head, Born Free. As free as the wind blows. I mean, I just feel like she is just running and having a blast. I really do. She's very strong. She's very, very strong physically. And I feel her just when she runs, she runs.
It was always her favorite thing to do. thank you.
Does that give you peace this morning, Preeti?
Yes, yes, definitely. I'm so grateful for that response. It's, when I think about her, I just think that she is happy where she is. She's doing what she likes, and we did the right thing. Knowing that she's happy now brings me a lot of peace. Thank you very much. Thank you, Allison.
You are so welcome, Preeti. And I really feel that as each one of you crosses over, that she will be amongst your loved ones there to greet you. I really do feel very strongly about that. But you will see her again.
Oh, thank you. It feels very good to know that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling us this morning. What time is it in London now?
It's 12:30.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you for calling us. Please call again, okay?
Thank you.
Wow. That's, you know, we had to put our little baby down, and I know that that's hard. It's very hard. Let's go to our next caller. Good morning,
Good morning.
Jean. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. You have a question for Allison?
Yes, good morning, Allison. Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling regarding to my dog, Dakota. And just calling to see what you pick up regarding Dakota. I'm always talking with her, and it's like she's just listening. But just want to know what you pick up about regarding Dakota.
She rules your house. That's what I'm picking up about Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
If Dakota doesn't rule the house, Dakota wants to rule the house. Dakota is very, very much love. And, you know, she understands. She is a girl. It is a girl, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, because Dakota can go, that's one of those names that can go either way, but I was feeling like she was a girl. She is very much in tune with you, almost to the point that you may want to, if you're ever in a bad mood, like really had a bad day or whatever, you may want to shake it off before you walk in the house, because I feel like she very much picks up on every single thing that's happening with you. Very in tune with you. And if you're upset, she knows it. If you're happy, she knows it. So because our animals don't have logic or reason, I mean, they do to some degree, but not really, you know, you have to make sure that if you're upset, that you're petting her and saying, you know, this isn't about you. This is about me. This is not your stuff. This is my stuff. I mean, I feel like you really have to reassure her, because she's very, very sensitive. She would make an excellent healer, actually.
Okay. Because I'm a healer. That makes sense.
That's so appropriate for you, Jean. Isn't that interesting? That Jean is a healer, and now you're saying her dog, you know, has the capacity to heal. And isn't it interesting that you are attracting these animals? Both you and Jean have attracted these animals that can assist you in your life work.
Yeah.
That blows me away. So,
Jeannie, do you have clients that come to your house?
Not yet.
When you do, it's very important that you explain to Dakota that you have people that are coming. I have to do the same thing with Bailey, and to explain to her that, you know, she has the choice to heal them or to not heal them.
Okay.
It's very important for you to express that to her, because animals pick up on energy, and I feel like Dakota will know if a person is open to healing or not. And so if a person's not open, you can make sure that you give Dakota the permission to walk away from the session. You know.
Okay.
Because as human beings, we're like, oh, you came to me for healing. And even if the person doesn't want to be healed, we have a tendency to work on them anyway. And animals are very different. They don't want to be in that energy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, she's a beautiful soul. Your dog is very she's a wonderful soul. I would love for her to meet Bailey sometime. Dakota's really very, very, you're very blessed to have Dakota.
Awesome. I feel that. I really feel that. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm blown away. I'm just blown away by this. What a special, that's a special gift, Jean. I'm so glad that you have Dakota.
Yes, me too.
Do you have another question?
Thank you so much. Well, Allison, what do you see for me regarding my healing, the healer that I am? What are you seeing?
Well,
right,
I was really surprised when you said not yet, because I was expecting for you to say, you know, yes, but there's, you know, I have people in my house all the time. That's coming for you. I really feel that if you haven't already prepared your spirit space for healing, that that's something that you need to get lined up and ready.
Okay.
You're going to be very busy.
Okay.
Seriously, I feel like you're healing. The gift that you have is unique. Yes, it falls into a category, but I feel like there's a twist to it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And so it's especially in the coming year. I mean, 2013 is really going to be a huge, huge breakthrough year for people getting more into energetic healing and more away from medicine, traditional medicine. There's a place for it, but as a society in the United States, we've become very reliant on it, and people are starting to wean themselves off of that dependence.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be busy. You're going to be very busy.
I'm
so excited for you, because I feel like it was kind of a little scary for you in the beginning of this journey, for you to accept your gift and for you to try to find your niche and how you were going to use this gift. And I feel like now that you've done that, the blessings are going to start flowing.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This experience is exciting. And I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and we're blessed to have you on the earth plane. I feel like your healing is incredible. So it's, you know, everyone always asks me, you know, Allison, what is my purpose? What is my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell everyone the same thing. We have two purposes, to breathe and to love ourselves.
Mm.
And because from those two things comes everything else. And you have learned to breathe, and you have learned to love yourself. And for that, I just, my heart just opens up with love for you, because I feel like those two things, it was very difficult. I feel like you've been through some pretty hard stuff. And those two things for you to learn to really breathe and really love yourself, mm-hmm. that was a big journey for you.
Yes.
And it's no coincidence that you chose Dakota and Dakota chose you, because Dakota also has learned to breathe, and she also has learned to love herself. And our pets are always a reflection. We can always tell what's going on in our lives by the way our pets are behaving. And I feel like when you walk into the doorway after, you know, being away for an hour or just 30 minutes, that, you know, you and Dakota share a very special love connection with each other.
Hmm.
And that's just, there's a lot of love in your house.
Yes.
A lot of love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You know, you asked me, did I begin my work? It's always been there. But now I understand on another level the healer that I am. Because you're so right. I'm so grateful for Dakota. can. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. I want you to have just an amazing, wonderful 2013 because I see it for you. I really do.
Uh-huh. I believe.
Okay.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. Awesome.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling, Jean. Do you,
okay.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to our next caller. Wow. 2013. That's going to be a great year for her. A great year. I know her, and I know she's making great strides and really kind of accepting that her gift is unique. The fact that she said it was unique, she just had that revelation herself that she had to take a different path. That's amazing. Okay, so we're going to go to Leisha or Aisha. Good morning. Is it Aisha?
Hi, good morning. Yes, Aisha.
Yes, you have a cat named Elmo. Are you serious? You named your cat Elmo?
I love that.
Well, yes, because I have three cats and one dog, and I live in a single apartment. But I had a dog when I lived with a friend of mine. We were just friends, and I was staying with him because I knew I didn't have my apartment, and he was helping me. He had a dog named Elmo. I had to sleep in the living room, and Elmo was kicked out of the bedroom, so he slept with me. And I fell in love with him, and, of course, he crossed over. So later on in life, fast forward to now, when my cat finds me, I named him Elmo as a nod to the dog Elmo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Really,
you have a question for Allison this morning?
Well, yes, I kind of didn't wake up until, like, after the show started, so I don't know if this is going to be appropriate to ask, but I was wanting to ask about Elmo to see. He was not feeling well the other day. He threw up, and he had diarrhea, so I gave him chicken and rice, which the doctor usually tells me to do when one of my cats are feeling ill. And I want to know, is he feeling better?
He's not feeling 100% better, but you did absolutely the right thing. I feel like he, for some reason, he caught a little, you know, flu bug. Animals get the flu too. They get colds and everything else just like we do. And I feel like he caught a little germ and was feeling very, very sick. But, you know, he feels good now. I feel like his body is still recovering. He's still tired. Make sure that he's getting enough liquid because I feel like he's a little bit dehydrated from everything that he went through. But Elmo loves touch. He loves to be petted, and he loves the feel of your hands on him. So just if you want him to feel better, that's just make sure that that you have your hands on him, you're petting him. But he's going to be okay. I don't feel like it's anything else other than just a little bug that he caught.
Oh, I was so concerned, and I gave him, I didn't know if it was the food. They all ate the same thing. He caught the flu. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. And, yeah, he loves to be touched. He's a little gray kitty cat, and he likes to be – he talks when he's walking. He meows, and he likes to be touched. He stopped drinking water. He's the type of cat that he'll go in the bathroom and wait at the faucet for you to turn the faucet on so he can drink. And since he's been sick, he hasn't wanted to do that. He really – he'll drink a little bit, but any suggestions on how I get some more fluid into his body?
Yes. The chicken and the rice is a wonderful idea. Put chicken broth in the water. If you put chicken broth and some water on the floor, I guarantee you he won't wait for the faucet to turn on. He'll drink it.
Oh, good. So he's going to be okay. So that's good. I'm glad that had me all upset. All of my animals that have, they found me on the street. They were lost and abused or ran over or something to that effect. And may I ask another question?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I have a dog. His name is Miracle. And I got him about a year ago. I was at the car wash, and he was hit by a car, and he was limping on three legs, and I said, I can't have a dog. I have cats. They would freak out. And furthermore, I'm not supposed to have a dog in the where I live. And so I called everybody, the SPCA, everybody, and nobody could help me. So I ended up, I took him to my vet where I take my cats. They could, nobody can help me. So I ended up taking him home, and now he's my dog, and he'll be two. And tomorrow, I believe, tomorrow he'll be two. And I want to know, how is, am I a good parent to him?
Yes, and I'm just giggling because, you know, there's a reason that no one would help you. It's because he, you know, he came to you. That's, you're supposed to be in his life and he's supposed to be in your life. So pardon me for giggling. I just, spirit cracks me up sometimes how, you know, we're fighting and fighting and fighting against something until we finally just say, okay, fine. Nobody will help me. I'll keep a dog. I feel like Miracle has healed you as much as you have healed Miracle. You, I feel like the two of you together are amazing. And it's also very interesting, too. I feel like it balanced out the feline energy in the house. It's, you know, cats are very yin and dogs are very yang. So you have a perfect balance in your house now of energy.
Oh, great. They get along very well. They like each other. And Elmo and Miracle are best friends.
Yeah.
They love each other. So that is good. I tried to take him. I took him to my vet because he had one operating on three legs. He's walking and one of them's like broken or dangling or something. And the vet told me $775 for x-rays. I was like, oh, my God. We got in the car, went home and prayed, and Miracle is walking on all fours. You can't even tell that anything happened. That he's with whatever it was, he got hit or somebody abused him. I don't know, but he had three legs he was operating with, and you can't even tell that now. And I love him so much. He's happy I'm treating him well, and he's happy I'm a good parent for him.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, and now that I've told you that he found you, do you see that?
I do. I was at the car wash and I went home. I didn't take him home. I went home. I got my neighbor's phone book. I called everybody about animals. Everybody, nobody was no help. So the next day I went back to look for him and he was there and I made friends with him. I sat with him for a couple of hours and then I went to the gas station and bought him some Dasani water, poured it in the bowl and because I bought him some food for earlier. And then finally I figured he wouldn't bite me. So I hauled him in the car and we've been, and that's why his name is Miracle, because it was during the season for miracles, because it was December 28th, and it was a miracle all about him, about me having him, about him healing like he did with no medical attention. And I'd take him out for walks, because I don't like him. When I have to go out, I don't like for him to be stuck up in the apartment. So I take him for walks usually every day. And I do see how he found me because I took him to the vet and they had a lady there whose only job was to take in animals in. But she didn't work there. They caught her on the phone. She would not take him. I was half insulted. I said, okay, fine. I do see this now. I see he's doing good, so that's good. And then Elmo's going to be fine and everything, so I'm very happy. All my family's here. All my family's healthy and well, so I'm very glad about that. And that's a blessing that you're able to talk to the animals and communicate with them. I try, you know. I talk to spirit, you know, but I try to communicate with them and talk with them and be with them.
I love this story of how you tried to get rid of this dog and nobody would take him. And eventually it was you and Allison and saying, you know, this was just the way it was supposed to be. Has the dog changed your life any?
Oh, yes. Oh. Let me just tell you this. Okay, this is not funny. I have no idea why I'm laughing, but I'm going to tell you what happened. Yes, he's changed my day. And Cynthia, while you're saying this, made me remember this. Miracle was hit or I don't know what happened, but it looked like he was hit by a car. So for the first month, he laid up in the house. He could not do anything but hobble out to go to the bathroom on the side of the house, and then he would hobble back in on his three legs. So no walking was going on. So as soon as he healed up good enough to walk, I said, okay, we're going for a walk. So I was loving that we could go for walks. And he got strong, and he healed up, and our walks got, you know, more boisterous, and he didn't know how to. He wasn't leash trained, so he really didn't know how to go for a walk, and he was pulling me and everything. I was training him to walk right. Okay, just as soon as we got able so he could walk, somebody hit me with a car. I was walking, and they hit me with the car. And all I could think about was, I can't walk my dog now. I mean, I was in pain. I had to lay up in the bed for a few days, and I couldn't give him. And I just kept thinking, when the car hit me, I'm not going to be able to walk my dog or take care of my dog. So that's why I was laughing at this, because as soon as he got well, then he was hit by a car, and then the same thing happened to me, like, in February.
Wow.
Right after I got him. And I was, but that was just weird, because he was hit, and then I was hit. So I'm like, I know how you feel. Really, it's just, he's helped me, and I was in love with him. I still am, but when I would go to work and come back, all I would think about is I want to see my dog, and I want to hurry up and go home and be with my dog.
Isn't that something? Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing such a beautiful story. It just touches my heart. Animals are so special, and you know, we're here to care for them, but they do so much for us as well. You have
a wonderful
holiday with your family, okay? Your fairy friends, your fairy family.
Thank you both, and God bless.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we have someone who... Good morning, Cody.
Good morning. Good morning, my sister.
How are you, baby? I'm fine. So, you know, this is my baby. This is my baby brother, Cody. Oh, Cody.
Yes. But look, sis, I'm trying to find out. I'm a bachelor, and I live alone, as most bachelors do out there. But, you know, I was listening to the show, and I had an idea just come across me. Would it be feasible for me? You know, I was listening to everybody talk about the dogs, and I was just thinking maybe this would be something that would get me motivated. I had a test last week, and I failed it, and I went through something, but I knew I gave it my best shot. But listening to the ladies, listening to the show today, I just want to know would it be to my best? I would want to get a dog or something sort of to keep my mind off of me and my situations. And I find that I do better when I take care of something, you know, women, dogs, whatever it is. You know?
I knew he was going to get around to talk about women in a minute, Allison.
But I just want to know, If you ask the creator, would it be my best decision to get you a little dog to run around here? There's enough room for me and the dog. Ain't nobody here but me and him, you know? I was just thinking that might be a good idea.
You know, it's really, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to find a common energy when we are going to rescue, and I would very much encourage you to rescue an animal, to purchase one through a breeder, to go and rescue. There's so many animals in our shelters that need loving homes, but I can really see you with a 2-year-old to 3-year-old already trained dog that just needs to be with someone who is going to just love him.
Yes. That sounds so great. I can see that in terms of, I like the fact that you said he'd be 2 or 3 years old. That means he won't do nothing in my house. He'll know how to go outside, shut the door, you know.
Exactly, and because I don't mean any offense by saying this, Cody, but I don't feel that you're in a point in your life where you have the patience to deal with a baby.
Oh, you're so light.
So I feel like an older animal that knows, that already knows how to sit, who already knows how to listen to you, who can tell you, you know, when it needs to go outside and that type of thing, is a perfect situation for you.
Wow. Thank you. I agree. Now I'm going to kiss me one.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think that'd be so good for you.
Yeah, I do believe so, ladies. I'm going. I'll let
you know. Are you in Atlanta? Are you in Atlanta?
Am I coming back to Atlanta?
No, or do you live in Atlanta?
No, I live in Baltimore. Well, every chance I get because of my like-minded spiritual family down there, and they are phenomenal. As you heard, the sister referred to me as her brother. We are closer than thieves. Well, I won't say thieves, but we're closer. and I it's my town. It seems everything points that I need to be down there because I'm holding on up here, though. But I do appreciate that. I never thought of that. The only reason I hadn't gotten a dog, because you're right, I do not have no patience to run around here and look behind the couch at all these places that I smell something. You know, that dog might wind up outside. So you're right, I would like something still young enough to have fun with, but old enough to know how to let me know that he or she needs to go outside. Prefer a male dog, not that I'm biased, but, you know. And you know, I prefer a male dog for me, you know.
But you notice I kept saying he. You know, I see you with a male dog.
Yes.
And lots of testosterone in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be all right, you know. But I was thinking, I was listening to y'all this morning, I said, this would be a good idea, sort of like to keep it moving. You know, I want to say this and I'm going to shut up. I think that, you know, everybody needs some outlet to give. You can't give unless you can't keep unless you give it away. To give that love and that attention. And I was listening to the lady, and I just think it does so much for you, as probably more than the dog, because one lady said she couldn't wait to get home, you know? And, you know, And I'm looking forward for the day that I can't wait to get home. I want more than a little dog waiting for me. But, you know, I work with it, you know what I mean? I start with the dog, and who knows? The dog might, you know, pull me a wife or something. I don't know. You know, somebody I walk up to, and the lady said, oh, that's a cute dog. I said, yes. So
Cody, that dog will probably help you pick the right woman for your wife.
Yeah, because she said, that's a cute little dog, Cody. I said, yes. Come here, Robo.
When you said you wanted a pet, it would have been a good idea. I, in my mind, all I could see was Cody using the dog to attract women.
And then we had the dog to walk down the aisle, all three of us. Come on.
Yeah. You're funny. I love you so much, baby brother. I do.
Thank you.
Thank
you
for calling in.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, Cody! I just love him.
He has a wonderful spirit. He really does. Everything he's saying is right. Yeah, it is loving. Yes, and our animals love us unconditionally, and it's such a beautiful way to learn about unconditional love is through our animals.
Yeah, this has been such a wonderful hour with you this morning because I could just feel my heart chakra just expanding. And I was a little shocked by it, hearing, but love is love is love, is it not?
Yeah.
And you hear these people and how much they love their dogs and how much they're questioning whether they're doing the right thing with their pets or not. And then here's even Cody who's saying, gosh, should I get a pet? Can I share this love that I have with another, with this animal? And it's just an amazing thing. And you just blessed us so much today. And I don't know, just opened my eyes to how much the universe, how God just supports us in so many ways, and maybe one way that he doesn't, we kind of take for granted, and that's when we bring these beautiful animals that we're attracted to these animals, and they're attracted to us, and we're there to help them, and they're there to heal us as well. So thank you so much for sharing your gift with us this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. I will be thinking about Miracle the rest of the day and how funny God is. So that lifted my spirit.
I know. They were all this. It's just amazing. I'm really grateful for Alicia calling in. So we're going to go ahead and take a break now. And Allison, I'm bringing Ruth in. You can stay with us, or if you'd like, you can, I will say goodbye, and you can go get another nap, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, let's go take a break for a moment. Our show. I just want to let everybody know about Allison and how to reach Allison. And again, she not only reads your animal, but she also can read, humans, or read us, provide you with a reading. Allison, are you there?
I am.
Okay, so can you, how can people reach you, Allison?
I can be reached two different ways. You can reach me by telephone at 404-993-5570, and I can also be reached by email, which is allyson.roberts@yahoo.com.
Okay. So I just want to let people know, we'll put this information up on our website and in our resources section. Her telephone number again is 404-993-5570. And her email address is allyson.roberts@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Allison, you have a big event coming up in the beginning of the year.
I do. I am partnering with Jesse Simmons, who is a energy healer, and we are conducting a workshop at the Big Blue Barn in Roswell, Georgia. It's from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 p.m., and it is a workshop about developing self-love.
Developing tough love?
Self-love. Self.
Self-love.
How to love yourself. Yes.
How to love yourself. Oh, wow. That's going to be powerful. How much is that workshop?
Pre-registration is $45, and it's $55 at the door. And you can find the event on eventbrite.com.
Okay, eventbrite.com. Loving yourself, how to love yourself. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to having you back, okay?
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. So we're going into the second half of our show now. And I want to introduce you guys to Ruth. We all know that we had Ruth on Friday the 21st. It was the first time you had a chance to hear Ruth and read with Ruth. Well, she's back with us this morning, and it looks like I lost Ruth. Hold on. Let me try to get her back on the line. I love this technology, but it can be extremely frustrating. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. Okay, Ruth, how are you this morning?
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Okay. I'm
fine.
I'm doing well. Let's turn the music off so people can hear you this morning. Okay, so what's going on? Ruth?
Well, Cynthia, I'm happy
I need to
be joining you.
Good.
And, go ahead.
I wanted to give our audience our telephone number and let them know that we're having a little shift here. We have Ruth with us, who is another intuitive, a very powerful intuitive, and so we're shifting from pets this morning and shifting to humans, and you can call us at 914-338-0590. Please give us a call. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to have a reading with Ruth this morning. So, Ruth, I have people that are just kind of listening right now that are in the queue. If you're in the queue and you'd like to have a reading, please press 1. Okay. So, Ruth, tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm going to send out a tweet to let people know that you're here.
Okay, well, about 20 years ago, a lady came to me, and she told me at that time that the spirit world was trying to make contact with me. And I was at an age where I was open because I was sort of bored. And I said, okay, I will go along with this, whatever it is, if it feels good, so long as it feels good. And that, from that point on, what took place in my life was absolutely phenomenal. I will briefly go through some of the things and how the transition took place. The one thing that I found out is that there was a spirit world. It is alive, and it does send messages, and it is able to keep contact with you or to make contact with you, and you can also make contact with it. My lessons in terms of the spirit world came from the spirit world as we began to set up a way in which we could communicate together. Sometimes the communication would lead me to books or information that might be on the computer, or sometimes it would place me in the midst of people who would give me information that seemingly were a piece of the puzzle, and over the years the puzzle got larger and larger and larger. I eventually was able to see things from a spiritual perspective. When I talk about a spiritual perspective, I like to sort of simplify it by saying I saw myself as sitting on the moon and looking down over the earth and seeing things from a distance and not so close up to earthly things. My point is that there is a spirit world. It is active, it is alive, and I like to think personally of the spirits in the same way in which I think of people. People often ask me, do I communicate with the dead? And my answer is always no. If the spirit world was dead, I couldn't communicate with it. The spirit world is alive and is capable of bringing us messages and information that will help us and guide us with our life.
Wow. I love that. You said, no, I don't communicate with the dead because the spirit world and soul is alive. Everything is living.
It's
There's
alive.
No end, is it? And I think that's the misconception that we have, that death means the end. It doesn't. Death is not the end. It's just a continuation, and it transforms, does it not? It's just a transformation of life, that's all. Let's go to our first caller this morning. This is Diane from California. You know our California people are going to call in, huh?
Right.
Hey,
I
Diane.
Love California.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, precious?
I am doing well. I enjoy waking up early because I love watching the sunrise. It's one of the things I live for, is those sunrise sunsets. I'm very into nature. But my question is about a relationship. And the gentleman's name is Jeff. And I'm just wondering what you see for the future.
You know, good morning. How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you, Ruth. Good morning.
Okay. Same with you. I love what you said about how you like to get up in the morning and you watch the sunrise. You know, there's so many beautiful stories about the sun and its purpose and the way it serves life. And eventually one day I would love to get a chance to go into more detail with that statement alone. In terms of Jeff, what I'm picking up is that there's money involved in this relationship. And there's something about more time and a quality style, a quality lifestyle. What I probably, you want information on this, Jeff?
Well,
this man seems to be longing, excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that was my question. I thought you were asking me a question. I'm sorry. You're just repeating my question. Thank you, Ruth.
Okay, Jeff seems to be the type of person that is a strong masculine energy, and he longs to be with women who are powerful. And often the women in which he's with are women who are maturely, they have it together. You know, they're the ones with the money, the you know, just the material things. They're strong and powerful women. He's a very strong and powerful energy, and he's women are attracted to him.
Exactly.
You know, for that
you're
reason.
Taking this right on. Everything you're saying is absolutely to a T. Wow. Ruth,
I'm always glad to hear that. Thank you.
I'm being honest. I'm just telling you what I'm feeling.
Okay, darling, go right ahead.
No, I'm telling you, you're right on. So in other words, are we done? I mean, he's a womanizer, sort of, kind of. Not that that's a bad thing, but... Is that kind of what his thing is?
Well, basically, you know, he needs help. You know, and he's the type of person that's looking for a person to help him, which is not really a big deal. You know, there's many situations like this between relationships between men and women and men, you know. But the problem with situation with him is that he's obviously been in quite a few relationships. In the past, you know, he comes in here, he asks for help, or he's needy, or he needs help, but he leaves relationships. And when he does stick around, or when he, you know, has stuck around, he can become a financial drain on the females who are involved with him. He is basically looking for money, you know, and a large amount of money, or someone to help him. And to deal with this man, to come involved with him, it's going to cost you. You're going to have to take some of your money. You're going to have to give up some of your money.
Boy,
you know,
I love exactly what you know. What I totally believe you. And you know what? I decided I just kind of wandered away and out, and just so I just walked away recently, like within days ago, and I feel much healthier about it.
Because if you go into a relationship with this man, which oftentimes is like it comes across as a business deal or some kind of working relationship, there's going to be confusion. And in this confusion, if you don't be careful, you get stuck in the relationship. You understand you'll be bound to it through this working type relationship. And what ends up happening is that you find out what you don't really know.
You know, it's true. So my intuitiveness, boom, boom, you just resonated with the truth with me. And the truth is, I did the right thing. And I love that. Ruth, do you see anything new for 2013? I could be happy alone now. I swear to you I could. And I really, at my age, I know it's better to be alone than, not to be lonely, but to be alone than to be with people that are not coming from the heart.
Well, you know, financially, you're going to be content. I see financial contentment. Given time, you will learn that the first relationship and the most important relationship
within,
that you can have
right.
is the relationship that you have with yourself.
Correct.
You
Correct.
Know,
I love
period.
That.
You follow me?
No, I'm all
and,
over
you know,
that mood. I get that 100%, and that's what I'm saying, and I do go within, and I'm saying I could be happy alone. I don't know if there's growth when you spend time not in a relationship, but I'm okay. I've spent years, I've been single a while, and I've had two marriages, and I'm finding that I like my space. Even in a relationship, I like going home, you know, having my own house. I don't like someone with me all the time. Maybe it's because you just get older and set in your ways.
And you're content. You're becoming more happy with yourself. You know, you find yourself, you find yourself the one person that you can really set it up and have a private, personal, and a comfortable relationship. You're managing at this point in time when that begins to understand having a spiritual balance within yourself.
And that could be with another person that matches me. It could be. If it's meant to be, they'll be there. Correct?
It's called, you know, it's called basically compatibility. It's also, even in a situation where there's not 100% compatibility, there could be 100% understanding. Even with a man like Jeff, you know, basically if you know where he, you know, what's happening, you know where he's coming from. And if you decide to accept the relationships under these terms, so long as it doesn't it doesn't throw you off balance, you know, yourself spiritually or personally. The understanding, the truth, you can merge and even have a marriage in a situation like this. But you want to know the truth, so it gives you the benefit of knowing which direction you want to go into. You don't want to be a part of a lie. Most of all, a delusion.
Exactly. I use that word all the time. Illusion and perception are my two vocabulary regulars.
Okay.
Because that's, you know, we all have our own perception and we all have our own illusion.
Right.
But
it's nothing like having, it's the truth that you want to work with, the truth that you can deal with.
Exactly. And I can sense when it's not. I'm so blessed. I love that ability. But I like validation. In the meantime, so Ruth, I've been on a long time. I should say goodbye. But so are you saying that he might try to make a move to change, to try to be in my life again? Or is he waiting for me? Or...
you know, you basically, you know, ultimately you rule your own destiny, you know, and any decisions in which you have to make, you are in charge. In this, especially in a situation like this, you are the lead. You're the lead. You are actually the more powerful. And, you know, Cynthia can give you a number if you want to call me, and I can make this personal, 100%
right.
me and you, and we can talk about Jeff for a good while. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ruth. Got it.
All right. Give us
Blessings.
A call. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Diane. Thank you for calling. Yes, to reach Ruth for a reading, you can call 800-401-8129 and just press option 1, and we'll schedule you for a reading with Ruth. Thank you again for calling this morning. Good morning, Susie. How are
Good
you?
Good morning, sweet Susie. Cynthia,
did you have a good holiday?
It was good. You know, I spent time with my kids, two of my kids, and I did think of you and Dr. Reggie, and we're hoping and wishing that you are having a wonderful, peaceful holiday as well.
It was definitely wonderful and peaceful. Do you have a question for our guest intuitive, Ruth Dunn, this morning?
Yes, I do. My mom crossed over to the light last night. And I want to, of course, I know that she didn't have an easy life. She was not happy most of the time, you know, most of her life. They were her own choices, and I just want to know that she's transitioned over to, you know, to her parents and her sister, who she only had the pleasure of having a life for only 9 months with.
Oh. Okay, you said that she had a life with, what was that statement about the 9 months again?
She only had her sister for 9 months because her sister crossed over as an infant, and she always carried that void about her through her whole life, and my grandparents did too, of not having Rosemary there, and so I know that my mother had to be very, very excited to see her sister.
Okay.
I can't be sad about it. I can only be happy, joyful for my mother at this time. I of course will miss her, but it's temporary. So, I just want my mother to be happy and not be in any pain emotionally and physically anymore.
Okay. For her, her transition was a swift departure. And she finds a situation where she's in now pleasant. She considers it a wonderful life. In fact, even when she looks back over her life, she doesn't find that it was as bad as she often thought it would be. She liked friendships. She's comfortable in the place in which she's in because she relishes friendships and she's capable of having friendships here. She had also had some issues with her back, and at this point in time, her back no longer bothers her. And she seems to think that in the situation where she's at, there's a lot of windows to look out. Seems like she likes the windows. And being peeping through these different windows gives her a different type of outlook. Are you there, Susan?
Yes. Very good.
She's the type of person that's very serious about her relationship. And this situation is actually bringing her into a different type of friendship. And she speaks to you about a one-woman, one-man relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay. Then she also speaks to you about a wonderful, adventuresome style of life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She says that your loneliness is basically brought on by your lack of enthusiasm. And she wants you to surrender. She wants you to surrender and to get a life. To get a life of your own.
I can hear her saying that. I can hear her saying that. Get a life, will you? Yep.
I mean, she wants you to take and get the bothersome individuals back out of your life, you know? You know, back out of relationships that are just too bothersome, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, especially with people that you have in your party that are womanizers and lie a lot, you know?
Yes.
Leave relationships alone that are not beneficial to you.
Absolutely.
Even if you have to live single for, you know, the rest of your life, it won't complicate issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks something about strong environmental issues that surround you.
Okay.
And she talks about lovely trees and plants. For some reason, she's bringing this to you. And she continues to tell you not to complicate your lifestyle.
No, I will not.
And she talks also about your father, who she calls him, who says that he was a wonderful individual. That's about it. I'm going to, you know, let her go back to...
go back to her reunion?
Her place of comfort now.
Her reunion party.
She's happy. She's happy, you know. She's very comfortable.
Oh, I just love that. Thank you very much, Ruth. I appreciate that.
All right, Susan, you go and have a happy life, darling.
Thank you. I will do that. Happy New Year. And Cynthia, I will see you and Dr. Reggie soon.
All right, sweetheart. Take care.
I love you.
I love you too, baby girl. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Well, our lines are really quiet this morning. If you would like to have a reading with Ruth this morning, please call 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. So, Ruth, what am I talking about?
Yes, Cynthia? Excuse me?
What are we going to talk about this morning?
We can talk about what we're going to be talking about for the next 4 days as we move into the new year. Me and you will be talking, and we'll be available, you know, on the radio and from 8 p.m. to 10 in the evening through Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
That's right. We're taking people through the new year, providing them with intuitive reading so that they can get their act together for 2013. I'm all for
and
that.
And we will also be talking about spiritual conscious information. The one thing that I will be focusing on in this new year is my pet subject, and the topic of my discussions is identifying the spirit. And my whole objective and purpose is to help each and every one of you who are listening to learn in the same, pretty much the same way in which I did, how to identify yourself as spirit.
Right.
And not just identify yourself as flesh and blood or matter. To learn to identify yourself as a spirit, because basically that is your true identity. And once we begin to recognize our true identity as, and that identity as being a spirit, it helps uncomplicate our lives, because the matter in which we walk around in the form of a body, we put a lot of focus on it. And since the physical body is a manifestation of the physical plane in which we live on, we spend a vast majority of our time, our lifetime, trying to accommodate it, finding a home to rest in, trying to find it clothes to wear, trying to find it food in which to digest. And we eventually, because of these feet, forget about our true self, which is the spirit, which keeps this physical body alive and going.
That's right. Our true essence. And you know, you said something very important here, and that's how we, all of our attention is going into the physical plane, which is that which we can see. It's the seen world. But what's so important is the unseen world, because that's the thing that's really guiding and creating this physical manifestation that we see, that which is unseen. And
completely.
I know you talk about that.
Totally. Uh-huh. Completely. I'm in 100% agreement. When I think about this planet in which we reside on, that literally is a huge, massive ball that is suspended in midair. Nothing holding it up, no strings above it, no base or props underneath it. And it's just suspended in midair, rotating gradually at a seriously fast speed, but also it manifests itself at a slow speed. And this unit in which we literally stand on keeps everything that is on it in motion. We, even in our greatest period of stagnation, are constantly in some form of motion. And when we think about this huge, massive planet in which we reside upon and walk on and stand on, being suspended in the universe, self-contained on automatic programming, we have to realize that there's a major outside force that keeps this unit in suspension. And we need to realize and to come into contact with what is it that's taking place that's able to manufacture and manifest such majesty.
And, you know, what I find so fascinating now about our science is that it is growing. Science and, I would say, spirituality, not religion, but science and spirituality are merging. Science, our scientists are beginning to develop in such a way that they're understanding that unseen world much more. And you begin to see those two domains merging. And we're seeing it a lot in the entertainment industry. If you look at some of the television shows, I just ran across one called Touch. And there's a little boy, I guess he's, he doesn't talk. What do they call it? I forget that. Not ADHD, it's something else that is, a lot of children are suffering with now. But he works with these numbers. He just writes sequences and sequences of numbers. and he didn't want to be touched. He would just scream. So his father is just heartbroken because he wants to have a relationship with his son, and he doesn't stop. And but anyway, these numbers that comes out, turns out this son is tracking all of the numbers that kind of, and these numbers control the events in our lives so that people can make the connections that need to be made, that need to be made, so that certain things can happen. Now, when we study manifesting or the law of attraction, we're not looking at it on a mathematical level. We're looking at it on based on emotions and feelings, but all of that sending a signal out, and basically this kid is picking it up and converts it into numbers, and he's trying to communicate with his father that we need to get these people together because it's time for this thing to happen, and it's all in synchronicity. So it's just fascinating to see that, well, first of all, there's somebody out there who is trying to find a creative way to show how these connections are made in the unseen world and how they manifest in our physical world in a television show. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling to have to watch all of that.
It's time, to me, honestly, it's time for it at this time. It hadn't been time for it before. And, you know, to me that falls under the category of the unveiling. You know, at a certain time, certain things unveil. From the time we come out of the womb and walk on the planet Earth, we veil. And as time evolves and when we are ready, veils are removed from our eyes and we are able to see things clearer. And this is, you know, in itself is a magnificent time for the unveiling. And, you know, when you speak of the young boy that was featured in the show, in my search for trying to understand spirits, I travel a lot to foreign countries to try to meet with the traditional people who lived in a world in which time had not changed. And I often met what would be called here readers of psychics. They were just readers. They were neighborhood readers. In every group of people, where they were Hispanic, Asian, African, there were always these, I guess they would call, contemporary indigenous people. Mm-hmm. And even I have met one thing that I remember distinctively was this wonderful woman in which I met. She was a very small, petite lady of Fulani, and she was in West Africa. And I was always asking about reading. I'm a Scorpio, so being a Scorpio, that's like right up my alley. And once I found out about it, I couldn't get enough about it. So I started my own anthropology study of it. And this wonderful woman, I had to talk to her through two translators because she spoke a very, very country rural Fulani language. She was considered, they call her a pearl, I think is the word. And here's a woman. Now, this is something that took place within the last 5 years. This woman had never heard of Oprah Winfrey in her life. And I mean, she lived today, never heard of Oprah Winfrey. And she's alive today and a mother, you know, of several children. Her gift was, you know, considered something that it shows up in families, you know, and in the part of Africa in which I was in, it was no big deal, you know. Mm-hmm. What amazed me about this woman, here's a woman who in 2000 and whatever it was, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, never heard of Oprah Winfrey, but she could tell you by looking at some shells that had come from the ocean, your past, your present, and your future. And in the process of telling you, she didn't even know what she was talking about. But you could know because, you know, I was able to know because I was talking contemporary. And what I found many of these people, you know, I found many of them that live and still exist. What they're capable of doing is retrieving information from the invisible. And what I found out, what I have found out, in my studying, and through my journaling, you know, guided by the Spirit, everything in creation at some point in time is invisible. And everything in creation goes from being invisible to visible.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is visible is manifested into visibility by the application of light or heat. In order for there to be science, science had to know and truly understand spirit. In order to create math, spirit had to be understood. It was just math was designed to understand spirit. So, you know, what is taking place now is that, the meanings of this invisible translated into visible is being explained to us in a contemporary matter. It's being shown to us in a contemporary matter. The movie Avatar was a beautiful example of the manifestation of spirit and being brought onto a contemporary plane and exhibited. Someone's out there trying to tell us something, and they are telling us something. And as I thought about the 21st of December, when there was all this focus on the Mayan and the fact that they had ended the calendar, they never said it was the end of the world. They just ended the calendar. You know, after 5,125 years, they ended the calendar. And if you ever were able to go visit where they lived at, you would see mm-hmm. the pyramid in which they used to calculate it. So I would have stopped calculating long before I was able to do 5,000 years worth of it. That in itself is phenomenal.
It is.
You know?
We don't want to keep our callers waiting 5,000 years to ask you a question. So let's go to our next caller, okay?
Because we're coming back tomorrow. Okay, all right, let's go.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Hey, Melvin, how are you this morning?
Hi, thank you. I'm fine. How are you all this morning?
We're doing
fine, thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You have a question?
Well, I was just saying, basically, can I get a general reading? Because I have a lot of little situations going on in my life, and just a lot of going on right now. So I don't know, like, which one to ask for questions.
Okay, Melvin, how you doing?
Hi, yes, I'm doing okay.
Oh, fine. It's nice to meet you. You know what, Melvin, I would like for you to just take a moment and just go through all those many, many ideas that you have in your mind and to come up, first of all, with the one main question that you feel that you want or need to know the answer to, because I want you to get the full benefit, and we don't have a lot of time to do this, so I want to be able to help you by giving you an answer to the thing that is most important of the subject, if you don't want to give, you know, just give us a subject that is most important.
The most important thing is my finances, due to the fact that I'm trying to finish up my college degree, and I have like 8 classes remaining, and I ran out of funds, and I'm trying to, you know, be able to catch up on my bills, and my finances is kind of holding me back because I've maxed out of my tuition in college and I'm a senior, and getting that degree, finishing up next year. So my finances, to, you know, getting a grant or a loan or something to be able to move forward.
Okay. This education has caused you to, you know, have to have a change in lifestyle, you know. But your lifestyle is going to, even though it's caused you to have a great change in lifestyle, your lifestyle is going to manifest a major and great improvement. You will definitely be finding the money to continue.
Okay.
There's going to be a loan officer involved. Grants, you know, apply for them. Okay? Funding is available. It's just a time thing. you know, I'm just completely comfortable in saying and telling you will be able to solve this problem. This is not even an issue for you to worry about. You know, you just have to get on board and do things that are necessary to open the doors to manifest it. You follow me? It's
yes,
going to involve you borrowing. You understand?
Yes,
but
ma'am.
You've been playing it safe, right? You know, forget about that. Do what's necessary and move ahead.
Okay. Yeah, because I'll be the first one to graduate with a degree in my family. I'm the 10th child, and I've just been struggling. I've been seeing like my luck been, you know, pretty much down in the last maybe 5-6 years, maybe longer. And I just need, you know, even with a relationship, someone in my life.
You know, the thing about it is you call it struggling, right? But what you're learning as a result of what's taking place is helping you to achieve in itself an advanced degree.
Yeah.
You know, you're learning to deal with loneliness. You follow me?
Yes, I have. Definitely have.
All right. You know, you follow me? But, you know, because of this, what's taking place with you, you map out things in a different way. You
right.
understand? You find solutions, right? You're coming. What you're accomplishing is moral and spiritual growth. Those, you know, those are classes in which you're sitting in. You know, you've been put in a position where you deal with loneliness because to not have it would complicate issues. You're going to come out of this like you're swimming in a river and you're backstroke. You follow me? Your compliments are going to be major. You follow me?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah.
But for you, loneliness is a positive enhancement of your spiritual and your material growth.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It seems like it's negative, right? But you're going to be so right, because you're thinking about it in a negative because it's painful, you know. But the pain is stretching you out, causing you to have growth.
Yeah, that's true.
But you cannot complicate it by staying in a slump. You follow me? Look at it as if it's staircases, steps. You understand? Instead of sitting on that staircase, right, get up and climb up to the next level. You know, that movement will get you out of the slump. You understand? You have to move into a situation where you have a positive attitude. You recognize a negative attitude now, right? Cross the street, go on to the other side, and bring in the positive attitude. But what's going to be taking place in your life and what you have to accomplish, you need this experience for the growth.
Okay.
You know, accept it and accept it as a challenge and stop complicating your life with past memories.
That's
Those
true.
Are the main things that are bringing you down. And you have an uncle, too, an uncle somewhere there, someone that it's an uncle that will could better explain things to you.
Okay.
You know, there's a relationship that you could have with a man that was on your mother's side of the family, okay?
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
You know, mothering, nurturing, individual, right? This all has to do with uncomplicating your life and strengthening your own personal backbone. But you're going to be a lovely sight to see come graduation day. You're going to be so surprised, right? Because the response is going to be mind-boggling.
Man.
When you get there and it's time for you to graduate, you're going to be called upon among your friends and family for almost as if you're the president and receiving an acceptance speech. This situation in your family has been a long time coming.
Oh, yeah.
And even anything that you've done wrong in the past, they're going to all grant you a retrieval, okay? So, you know, basically get your acceptance speech. Get your acceptance speech ready, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So when they hand you that diploma, it's going to be like they're handing you the key to success. You understand? The key to be the president of the United States.
Because I love, you know, I love coaching football. I am a football coach, but I'm not coaching now. I have coached in 2006, and that was the last time I coached. Do you see me going back into coaching while I'm getting my degree, maybe next year?
Okay, coaching. Oh, yeah, you can do that. You can do that. Why? What's with a basketball team? You know, so weird, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have, you know, I coach all sports, so basketball, football, but my main love is coaching football and track, high school.
But I'm picking up basketball team for some reason, you know? It has something to do with you getting your balance back, because you're very inquisitive, right? And there's something about the lifestyle of these players you like.
Yeah, I like being around the young youth kids and helping them.
Right, you like coaching, you understand?
I love coaching, yes, ma'am.
You're right, and you like the women involved and the marriages and the players, and you like the players, okay?
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
but you can also assist them in knowing the serious side of a life structure.
Okay.
I see you go, just check out the basketball team for whatever that means to you.
Well, I know the university that's where I'll be attending is going to start a new basketball program there. I don't know if I may be a part of that coaching staff. I'm not sure.
Go for it. What do you mean? What do you mean you may? You need it, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Why do you say you may?
I mean, I never applied for it, you know. Didn't I just say
you need to open the door so that your blessings can come through?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you cannot continue to rely on other people, right? You have to create your own structure.
That's true, yeah.
Okay? Rely on yourself. Be careful of your negative judgment. And follow through, you know. Follow through, you're going to get your degree.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. And
you know, there's a lot of people, this is about your mother, your father, you know, your family, you understand? Your lifestyle. Just move it. Move something. Go for it.
Okay. I like work at a hospital at night, and it's a beautiful hospital. I work like from 11 to 7:30. I just got off, and about an hour ago, and I have a little issue with an employee that I just met maybe a month and a half ago, and I thought maybe she was a nice person, but she trying to seem like I'm being set up like for harassment, so I reported her to my supervisors, and she went back and reported me, and now it's the investigation is like pending, but I haven't done nothing to the girl. She didn't even came over to my house and visit me and brought her kids over. I don't know if she liked me
This woman is marriage minded, you know. But she has a tendency to, you know, talk a lot. She's more like a messenger, you know. Just go ahead and move in another direction, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and start planning your lifestyle, you know. Just go ahead now. Don't linger on it, right? This woman is marriage-minded. You understand what that means to you?
Marriage-minded.
Right. That's what she's looking for. She's a marriage-minded individual.
I hope she didn't think that.
Look. Say what?
I hope she didn't think that I was going to marry her.
Well, listen, here's the deal, right?
Melvin. Yes, ma'am.
Can we get back to you going and getting your job with the basketball field coach, okay?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. You know, right now, you know, get you lovesick, okay? Lonely. Go back and get yourself back on track in the direction that's going to really manifest the things that you want.
Yeah, that's me.
You know,
that's,
you have to be mindful of that fact that you're lonely, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand?
I'm
and you, and what you're doing is that you're leaning too much in that direction.
Right.
And you, and it's causing you to lose out on your opportunities.
Yeah. How will I come out with this situation?
I don't want to answer any more questions. I want you to go, and I want you to call us back and tell us how you applied for that coaching job. Can you handle that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Melvin, I would love to live your life for you, but I ain't got all the answers this morning, darling. I'll be talking to you soon, and just remember graduation day, okay?
I never will forget it in my life, yes, ma'am.
Right. The players and the coaches and everybody's going to love you, all right?
All right, yes, ma'am.
Okay, darling.
Thank
have a good day,
you.
And happy
Thank
New
you,
Year.
The same here, ma'am. Have a blessed day.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, Melvin.
Thank you so much for calling, Melvin. Thank you so much.
Melvin's
a Melvin. Oh, my God. Ruth, you are too wild. I can't. You know, it was such beautiful, beautiful advice because you can hear, and this is what we tend to do and why we get stuck and not able to change things. We grab hold of one thing that's going on in our life that's wrong, and we repeat it over and over again, not only in our mind, but to whoever will listen. And you're saying, hey, let's go to the other side of the road. So he identified, I'm struggling. If you keep saying, I'm struggling, what will you get? Well, a struggle.
He's sitting on the steps. You know, to the ladder to his success. You know, he's sitting on the step, right? You know, it's like, get up, and you're already on the next step when you get up. You know, get your spirit up. You understand?
Stand
up and face what's happening, move something. The planet is moving under your feet. You understand? Your mind is stagnant. You know, you have to get the mind to move. You understand? Otherwise, your feet will not go nowhere. You
I
know,
love how you
Melvin,
said,
if, Melvin, if you still
apply
listening,
for that
get
job.
Up off them steps. Huh? Oh, my God, you know?
I know.
You know, this young man's his management style is terrific.
Wow.
You know, when he deals with players, he deals on an even playing field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I just want to help him to stop making life so doggone complicated. You understand? He thinks he got a problem, but he ain't. You know, the problem is he can't get up off this step. Melvin, get up off this step, baby. Bye-bye.
That's right. If you're still listening, Melvin, we're telling you to move forward. You know, he said, I love coaching. That's the passion that he has to have in his life right now. And to just go for coaching, because then he's expressing the love that he has, and that changes everything. It'll impact every area of his life. So,
I mean, and here it is. He's in a university that's opening up a school in that field. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Melvin, go get the key and open the front door for him, okay?
I'm telling you that he's in the right place at the right time he needs for his passion.
But that also brings me to the point of how we have to learn how to hear spirit and apply it to our lifestyle. You follow me?
Well, listen, they're going to have to tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock to get the end of that lesson about how to hear spirit, because we have 90 seconds here and we need to go ahead and
okay, listen,
and
do you have an
down.
Email address? Since you have an email address, you could give them where they could write in their questions. Email in so we can have questions, you know, to start off with. Okay, you can give me that information, please. And listen, everybody out there, I love you. Can't wait to talk to you again. Cynthia, it's all yours, darling.
Thank you so much, baby. Listen, Ruth and I are very, very good friends, and I'm so grateful that she came on. If you have a question for Ruth, just send me an email at Cynthia.Johnson. Cynthia.Johnson, of course, at circlesofprosperity.org, O-R-G, circles with an S, circlesofprosperity.org. You can go to my homepage here at Blog Talk Radio, and you'll find my email address there, my website information. Reach out to me. Let me know what questions you have for Ruth. We're going to be here all weekend, starting at 8 p.m. in the evening, so we can bring in our
We're going to have a good time. This party has just begun.
I know. It's so true. So tune in to us tomorrow and also on Sunday, and let's get your life ready for 2013. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm sorry. It feels like nighttime. Thank you, Ruth. I love you, baby girl.
Thank you, sis. I love you too, darling. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.